It's that time of the show where 4CA Breakfast host Murray Jones and I delve into your responses, your comments on the 4CA Facebook page. And this week, my rant, my 4CA Facebook rant, was all about the need to introduce a tourism levy. Now, some people call it a bed tax, but, you know, we don't like to use the T word. So it's a tourism levy, and it's come up again, where Mayor Bob Manning is going to put forward a motion at the local government association conference coming up, saying that the state government should tweak whatever the relevant legislation is to allow councils to introduce their own tourism levy. So it wouldn't be the Palaszczuk government introducing a new tax, as I'm sure the opposition is wont to describe it as. It would actually be up to local councils to introduce their own system, but it does need that enabling legislation from the state. Basically, I'm saying we need to make tourists pay for our tourism marketing. A little bit controversial. Murray, what are people saying in response to my call for a tourism levy?
Christopher Parker, straightforward, this is a must for Cairns.
There you go. Okay, good.
And I think a lot of people are probably in a similar position to him. Steve Grasso, I disagree. It should be an opt-in system. If the tourism industry in Cairns thinks it's such a wonderful idea, let them voluntarily raise the levy themselves.
But I think if you're going to introduce a levy, doesn't it need to be legislated for? Doesn't a local government need to do it?
And also, you know, it's a type of thing where everyone will reap the benefits if they're directly in tourism. Then you get the outward flow of that as well to other areas of the economy. So I think it would also be unfair if it was just voluntary. You know, yeah, some
if
people
a handful do it and the rest say,
I'm not going to do
the
it.
Benefits
and, so I do disagree with him there. Jeff Piper. How long would it stay at 2.5%? We all know taxes go up. And also, what is a tourist? If I come down from the Tablelands, am I a tourist? How long before it's added on top of that cup of coffee, etc.? Just because it's done overseas, as our mothers used to say, if your mate jumps off a roof, doesn't mean you have to.
So quite a few roadblocks put up there by Jeff, fairly in opposition to it. I mean, some of the points there...
Well,
look, valid.
Coming back to an accommodation, you know, levy or tax. Mm. So therefore, you know, it's not going to go across the food industry because obviously, you know, there's so many locals. There's people here for business and things like that. So I don't think it needs to go across the board. It can be fairly specific and narrow to that area.
Definitely.
And if you are a local that's come down from the Tablelands and you're staying in Cairns, you know, you can often get a local's discount, give them your postcode, proof of residency, and I'm sure that the levy would not be levied on you.
Mm. I think the other thing that Jeff raises essentially is, well, yes, there are lots of questions around what this type of scheme would mean, and I think they can just be worked through. I mean, those are the details that I think can be worked through. But Mayor Bob Manning here is saying, Murray, that a 2.5% levy on short-term accommodation, so it's about a cup of coffee on top of your room night, on the average room night, so not a lot.
Mm.
He's saying that would raise over $16 million per year for tourism destination marketing. That's pretty impressive.
Wow.
Pretty impressive.
And you think of the impact, you know, for the state government. That means when it comes to TTNQ, even the statewide body, Tourism Queensland, is that they've got savings there that can be used in other areas.
Mm.
And as you pointed out before we came on air as well, is that for council, you know, they support TTNQ. They obviously see the benefits.
To a huge degree. Amount of ratepayers' money.
So that's money that comes back to the coffers of council.
Mm.
So really, in a lot of ways, it swings and roundabouts. It's not really impacting us except for people that need to collect it. And for the people that come here for the region, as you said, a very small amount. And look, you know, how many times, even when you leave a country, sometimes you've got to pay a tax.
Mm.
So, you know, tourism levies are just a normal type of thing. They're such a small amount. And at the end of the day, after a wonderful holiday, I'm sure it's very soon forgotten.
Mm.
And the wonderful memories stay with you forever.
And it's actually a compounding scheme, which has just struck me, in the sense that the more that we spend on tourism destination marketing, hopefully, theoretically, more tourists will come, more room nights will happen, and so that those coffers will be replenished every year, and more as things grow.
Self-perpetuating, but sure, that 2.5%, and I think it is narrowly for accommodation.
All right, well, it's a no-brainer for me. It seems some people agree and some don't, which is the nature of debate. Jump on to the 4CA Facebook page, contribute to the debate there, leave a comment, follow the page. Murray Jones. Catch him on 4CA Breakfast Monday to Friday. Thanks, Muzz.
Have a great weekend.